My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So it's April Fool's Day. I know it's Easter, but it's April Fool's Day, and April Fool's Day can absolutely be a fun day, can't it? If you get into the spirit of April Fool's Day, you can really have fun with the people that you love and cherish in your life with little jokes. And why do you do these little jokes? To be able to laugh and have a good time. I'm somebody that can have a good time. At least I like to believe that I can have a good time. I like to believe that I have the ability to laugh and enjoy this life. Why? Because this life is a gift from God, and God desires for us to enjoy it. But here, as we think about this April Fool's and we weave ourselves into the Easter story, here we have poor Mary that on Easter morning thought that the April Fool's joke had been played on her. Here she's running to Jesus' tomb with spices and oils in hand with the job of anointing his body and preparing it for burial, getting it ready for an eternity. Why is she doing this? In part, a routine to be able to say goodbye to somebody that she loved and cherished so much. And so here she's coming to do that task, and she gets there and thinks that the joke has been played on her. Because when she gets there, what happens? But the huge rock that had been put in front of the opening of the tomb to protect the body had been moved. And why would it be moved? Only for the purpose of somebody doing something that they shouldn't have been. She gets there, she sees it's empty, and immediately her broken heart gets even more broken. She goes running to tell Peter and John that the body of Jesus has been taken, and they come in and they see it, and with disappointment, they leave. But Mary sticks around. And what happens when Mary sticks around, but Jesus appears to her, and she learns that the joke was not on her, but who was the joke on? But the joke was on those who thought they could get rid of Jesus, right? Amen? There were those that were scared of him. There were those that couldn't take his power. There were those that felt threatened by this radical message that he brought, these actions that they took that they couldn't understand. And so they tried to get rid of him. But the joke was on them because they hung him on a cross, but he just leapt up high. The joke was on death because death thought that death could hold Jesus. Death thought that Jesus could be held down and gone forever. But the joke was on death because Jesus was victorious over it. Jesus rose again. Jesus came back alive because he wasn't finished yet. And so here we sit on Easter morning. We don't sit on Easter morning weeping at the cross. We don't sit on Easter morning believing that death has won. We don't sit on Easter morning thinking that they shut Jesus into a tomb and took him away. We come on Easter morning because we know that Jesus is alive. We come on Easter morning to be able to shout our alleluias, to be able to shout with joy, to sing and laugh and know that the life that Jesus came back to is the life that we live today. This is the victory of Easter morning. There are those that are still scared of Jesus. There are those that are still scared of his radical message of love. There are those scared of the church because of the power it holds and what it can do. And they try to shut Jesus up into a tomb. They try to quiet his voice. They try to silence him. They try to make rules and regulations of where he can and cannot be. But here on Easter morning, we remember that Jesus cannot be locked up. Jesus cannot be sent away. Jesus cannot be bound and silenced. Why? Because Jesus is alive in each and every one of us. On this Easter morning, we celebrate that when he was resurrected, he came in to each one of us, and his radical message of love lives through us. And the more they try to squelch him, the more they try to put him away, the stronger we are able to get. the more powerful our message of love and grace and resurrection is able to be. And so, church, on this Easter morning, I ask you the question of whether or not you desire to allow death to be victorious. If you desire to allow the negative messages of this society to win, if you want to allow those who don't like Jesus to win, or if here on this Easter morning, you want to be a part of Jesus winning, if you want to be a part of resurrection happening and new life springing up, if you want to be part of a message of a radical love that's beyond us and can only come from God through us. Because the power of Easter is now in our hands. The power of Easter now resides in what we do and what we allow Jesus to do through us. And so I pray that on this Easter morning, that you will not be held down or held back, but that you will be able to rise up through the power of Jesus and live with the life of joy, love, and power that Jesus gives you. My friends, will you pray with me? God, on this Easter morning, we come to celebrate you. We come to celebrate that you are the most powerful force in all of the universe. That you broke into this world on Christmas Day with the power of love in the form of a baby. And that baby was born to be able to live and die for us with a message of hope that goes beyond any understanding that there could have ever been. This week we celebrated that you broke into this world. We honored you for your courage to die upon the cross. But this morning we laugh at death. We laugh at the darkness. We laugh at those who say you must pay for your own sins, because we know that our sins were paid for on that cross. And that we walk out of this place with a new life given to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Help us on this day and all the days ahead to live with joy, to live with peace, to live with love, because of your presence living inside of us. For all of this, we pray in your most holy name. Amen.